The Holy Sacrament of Chrismation, or what we call Confirmation or the Holy Oil. We call it Miron like you. The first verse, we will go with the verses as we used to do, from St. Paul in his second letter to Corinthians. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him amen, to the glory of God through us. Now he who established us with you in Christ and has anointed us in God with the Holy Spirit. This means this kind of anointment was there from the first century, because many of the non-Orthodox teaching say that there is no anointment in the New Testament. It's only in the Old Testament. Another verse from St. John in his first letter, but you have an anointing from the Holy One. Again, they were saying anointing. And you know all things. This means that people from the first generation, first century, were taking the Holy Spirit through not only laying down of hands, but also with the anointment. In baptism, we as Orthodox consider that we have a personal participation in the death and resurrection of Christ. And in Miron, we consider ourselves participating in the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. So with the Holy Miron, we consider ourselves member of the laios, the people of God. But without this Miron, we are not yet member in his body. When we go back to the book of Genesis, very early in the Old Testament, the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. In this you can see two steps. He made man out of dust, he created man, then he breathed into his nostrils. The same two acts with the new life. We are created again with baptism, and a new breath of God comes to us in Miron. At the baptism is the start of the new life. Also the Miron is the start of your relation with the Holy Spirit. It's not just 1 minute. It's the new start to have good relation with the Spirit. So you will spend the whole life sharing the Holy Spirit, your new life and eternal life. So as we needed baptism to get the Holy Miron or the Holy Spirit, we always need repentance to get the Holy Spirit fired inside us all the time. Then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So repentance, baptism on the same level, and the second step always is the Holy Spirit, the dwelling or the filling of the Holy Spirit. Also, one of the names of Miron, we call it in our Coptic Church, the seal. When you put a seal on something, which means it belongs to him forever. As written in John chapter 14, I will pray the Father, he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. This kind of abiding in us forever, this is the seal of the new life, the New Testament, the grace of the new life. You know, the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament were dwelling only on the kings or the priests or the prophets. And also the Holy Spirit do not settle down in this man, as happened with the King Saul. When he went wrong, the Holy Spirit got out of him. But in the New Testament, the New Covenant, the grace of God in this new life, the Holy Spirit abide in us, settle in us, will stay in us whatever it happened. As what happened with the Lord Jesus When he was baptized, John bore witness saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him. This word remained upon him means that the Holy Spirit will remain inside us through our belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, in the second letter to Corinthians, St. Paul said, who also had sealed us and given up the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. So the word seal is also given in the Bible with St. Paul. You all know that the Myron gift, or the Holy Spirit gift, was given in the early days of the church by laying hands. Then after some time, few years later, it started to be the holy oil. You can read this passage to see the truth. He said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? But they said to him, we have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit. And he said to them, into what then were you baptized? So they said, into John's baptism. Then Paul said, John indeed baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him, who would come after him, that's on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, and when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. After some time, the ritual or the order of the church applied the holy ointment to be like making Messiah in the Old Testament. That was clear in the writings of St. John when he said, but you have an anointing from the Holy One and you know all things. Another important verse in the same letter, St. John said, but the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you, but at the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. And you can see in this verse that there were a program for catechumens, because when John said, just as it has taught you. So there are teachings before baptism and Myron. And this teaching supervised by the Holy Spirit. And those who accepted the teaching and completed the course of catechumen, they were invited to be baptized and take the Holy Myron. So the teaching the people took before their baptism should be the same teaching after their taking the Holy Myron, so it's the teaching of the Orthodox Church. You know, in our Coptic Church, we used to anoint with 36 cross signs. We start to put the cross on the head because this is the seal. So one should have the mind of Christ. When I say with the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit on the head, this means this guy should think in the way Christ was thinking all the time. And you can remember that in the book of Revelation, the seal of the name of God was all on all the forehead of all the saints, all the people of God. And those who were with the devil had another seal on their forehead, so the angels can see clearly the difference between one minded with God's teaching, another one minded with devil teaching. Then you know the priests go down to cross on the eyes, the ears, the nostrils, and the mouth as if he is doing a cross on the head. Cross covering all the senses. So I should see with the eyes of Christ. I need to hear with the ears of Christ. I need to speak with the tongue of Christ. I need to smell even with the smell of Christ. Then the priest crossed the heart of the child. and the abdomen, the belly, to sanctify his heart full of spirit, and also his needs, like stomach needs, also supervised and guided by the spirit, so one can make a self-control. And also two crosses on the back, he crossed on the back with the myron. The back always stands for carrying the cross, for having a will to follow God. Also the Holy Spirit myron take on all limbs, on each hand, on the shoulder, on the elbow, on the wrist, two, both sides, and the same on the leg. Six crosses on each leg and six crosses on each hand. In total you will find 36 crosses. So the Holy Spirit will help to lift the hands in prayer all the time and to do good with everyone by hands. Also the legs mean that the Holy Spirit will guide your steps to the kingdom of heaven. And also the Holy Spirit will help you or teach you how to bow down, how to kneel down, how to worship God with your knees down on earth. So the act of Myron, the sacrament of Myron, put all the teachings of the Bible in one holy sacrament. We are sanctifying the mind, the heart, the senses, and the will of a man. So you are now the temple of God. Everything in your life is holified and sanctified. So in our new life, we are focusing, we are aiming at always to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit will guide our way, will lead our way to the kingdom of heaven. That's why it was written in the first letter to Thessalonians, do not quench the Spirit. Quench like put the fire off. With sin we are putting the Holy Spirit off. But with prayer, repentance, meditation in the Bible verses, with love, we can put the fire on. Also, it was written in the book of Ephesians, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Again, the word sealed. And also, do not grieve means that the Holy Spirit likes to make you happy. And the Holy Spirit is alive, alive. It's the person of God. So to make God happy inside your heart, you should keep yourself clean, pure man of God. In another verse in the book of Ephesians, he said, be filled with the Spirit. This does not mean you don't have the Spirit. You have the Spirit in the Myron. But be filled means put the fire on, or like water, make the water rise up, or be filled with the water. Because you know, in the Bible, the examples of the Holy Spirit, one time was like a fire, and another time was like a living water. So as if while praying, we are a dry land. But through praying, this dry land is filled with water. While praying, the fire gets hot, gets higher inside your heart. That's the way to be filled with the Spirit. The final result of this firing on is what we call the fruits of the Spirit. So if a man is really a spiritual man, enjoying prayer, serving, reading the Bible, fasting, he goes this way of making the fruit of the Spirit. As said by St. Paul, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. These are the outcome of the spiritual life. Another expression of this kind of filling with the Spirit is the verb walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We all are attacked by the lust of the flesh, the desires of the body. But while walking in the Spirit, focusing on the Spirit, desires we can easily stop the flesh desires. This same meaning given by the Lord Himself when He said, every branch in me and does not bear fruit, He takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, He prunes that it may bear more fruit. So this dynamic relation means the Holy Spirit will produce fruits and will produce more and more and more with praying, fasting, repentance, loving. So you are getting more fruits by time because you are a branch in the tree. But we need to differentiate between the fruits of the Spirit, which the outcome, the natural outcome of a spiritual life, and differentiate it from the gifts of the Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit are not the same for everyone, but the fruits of the Spirit are the same in everyone. That's why St. Paul was saying there are diversities of gifts. Somebody can teach, somebody can sing, somebody can do miracles, somebody can do good with merciful actions. These are like gifts, different gifts. But we all should have the fruits. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering. You got it? You understand? That's why St. Paul said, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. So the Holy Spirit may give someone the gift of teaching, will give another one the gift of singing, may give another one the gift of merciful acts. But these will work to the benefit of the whole church. So it's not for yourself, but for others. So he's saying for the profit of all. Another important meaning we should consider, that what the Lord said, blaspheming the Holy Spirit. What does this mean? And why this sin not forgiven? He said in the book of Luke, anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. With repentance, you know. But to him who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven. You know, the fathers of the church concluded that this blasphemy of the Holy Spirit means one of three meanings. Either you reject repentance to the end of your life, or to reject faith till the end of your life, or to reject love till the end of your life. The last point I will mention is testing the Spirit. In the book of Luke, he turned and rebuked them and said, you do not know what manner of spirit you are of. Remember the story when James and John were very much angry with the Samaritan city because they refused to accept the Lord. They told him, do you want us to pray so fire can fire them? The Lord told them, you do not know what kind of spirit you are of. So not all what looks like passion is always related to the Holy Spirit. Again, in the first letter of John, beloved, do not believe every spirit. Look to this. Do not believe in every spirit, but test the spirit, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into this world. So not all those preach with even the name of the Lord Jesus Christ are guided by the Holy Spirit. That's why the Lord said, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Remember the fruits? You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Glory to God. Amen. Thank you.